Okay, Chevron. We are continuing the halachos, as we said yesterday, of Mishameso Mutzalot Lefanav, as opposed to the halachos of Aninus. And one of the dinim of Mishameso Mutzalot Lefanav is that basically you're putter from mitzvahs, no? It says in the Mechaber, in Sif Aleph, that you're putter from all mitzvahs hamuris betorah. Pardon me, even if you don't have to be osik betzarche hameis, even if you have achir ma'oskim b'shvilo, still your putter. V'yeshayman afim yirtzel ha'achmer l'atmel, l'varech olanos amein, achar ha'mevarchin, ein ha'rashay. Even if you want to answer amein, you're not allowed to. That's machlokas Rashi and Taisus, no? In brachas yudzayin on the base. So, see if we can get the words out. In brachas yudzayin on the base, so Rashi understands that the din of aninus effectively means that you don't have to do a mitzvah, but if you want to do mitzvahs, you can. No? That's like what many Jews think the pshat in mitzvah is, that like you get like extra points, you don't have to do it. But Taisus disagrees. Taisus says, no, an onin is usur to do the mitzvahs. The gain is mitzayin that we paskin like Taisus, and that like Rashi. Now, trying to get some words out, I'm sorry. Now, what we see over here is that there's a fundamental discussion about what's the nature of the Ptur of Onin from mitzvahs. The Yerushalmi first quotes a pasuk. Taisus quotes the Yerushalmi there. Yomim sha'ata osik behem b'chayim, v'lo yomim sha'ata osik behem b'mesim. Meaning, it sounds like it's a gzeiras hakosov that you have to do mitzvahs when you're osik b'chayim. When you're osik b'mesim, you don't have to do mitzvahs. Now, the Yerushalmi continues, and Taisus quotes the Hemshech Yerushalmi also, that it seems that there are two possibilities as to what this means. One possibility is this is based on Ein lo mi sheyisa masa'o, that there's no one who can carry it besides you. That sounds like that the din of onein being pater from mitzvah is a din of osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. That l'maisa, I have to be osek in the mace. I'm being osek in that mitzvah, so therefore I don't do other mitzvahs. The other daya in the Yerushalmi that's quoted is that the p'tur of onin from mitzvahs is a p'tur based on kavod for the mace, no? So we have this gezeiras hakosov that the Yerushalmi quotes. It's unclear from the Yerushalmi if this gezeiras hakosov is a din d'oraisa or is it a din d'rabbanon. And then we have the two possibilities within the Yerushalmi as to whether the p'tur is based on osek b'mitzvah or whether it's based on kavod hames. Now, if you look in Rav Shechter's Sefer Mipnine Harav, he quotes a third pshat, which seems to be like a drasha, but it's interesting nonetheless. The pshat might be, I think Rav Shechter quotes this from Rabbi Abraham Kelman, who's the dean of Prospect Park, so we have to quote him because like he's important to my life. But Rabbi Shechter quotes Rabbi Kelman, quoting Bashim the Rav, that the pshat in Osek, the pshat in owning being not doing mitzvos is because he's not a bardas. That the moment when a person loses a close relative, you're so involved in the yagon, you're so sad, you're so distressed, you're so depressed, you can't really focus on anything, so you're not a bardas.
Is that one of the pshat in
I think this is like a different pshat. I don't think it's pshat in the... I mean, I was trying to figure out, does this fit in? I don't know how this really fits in to either of the days in Yerushalmi. It doesn't sound like it's Isaac Ben Mitzvah. It doesn't really sound like it's Kavod Hames. It sounds like it's a new vart, which again, I don't know if it's like a halachic vart, but conceptually it's interesting nonetheless that it's a din that you lack a certain amount of das. Now, yeah, Josh?
Within the approach of it being a problem of Isaac Ben Mitzvah, so this question from Machlokes for Pashto, does it stand whether it's optional or
also? So I want to talk about that right now.
It's just large enough.
So, l'cha'ira, L'cha'ira, there are many nafgaminas between whether it's a din of osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, whether it's a din of kavod ha-meis, unefarteim achad al achad. Let's begin with the one that you mentioned. You know, Tosfos asks on Rashi, Tosfos asks on Rashi that how can you tell me that if you want to do mitzvahs, you can? Tosfos asks from both days in the Yerushalmi. If you read Tosfos as Kash on Rashi, he's quoting Bain according to the Manda Omar Osek b'mitzvah, Bain according to the Manda Omar Kavod Hameis, it should be Osir to do the mitzvahs. That L'cha'ora sounds like the Ritva in Sukkah. Right, the Ritva in Sukkah has a famous line that Osek b'mitzvah is not really potter from ha-mitzvah. The Osek b'mitzvah is usher to do mitzvahs of the Ritva, because once I'm involved in one mitzvah, so any other mitzvah, the Lashon HaRitva is really striking, any other mitzvah that I want to do is like a Davar HaRashos, no? Is that a frightening Ritva? Because I'm doing one mitzvah, so any other mitzvah I'm going to do is a Davar HaRashos, and I have no right to give up on doing a mitzvah to be Osek in a Davar HaRashos. Now, Tosfos, by asking the Kasha, seems to be saying that Osek b'mitzvah is mamish osir to do other mitzvahs, because he's asking even from the Manda Amar, Osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. L'cha'ora, Rashi might hold that Osek b'mitzvah is not really pater from a mitzvah, or Osek b'mitzvah is not osir to do mitzvahs, I should say, but Osek b'mitzvah is just pater from mitzvahs, and you can do mitzvahs otherwise. You can do mitzvahs if you so desire. Nitvi the Ritva. Right? In other words, Tosfos is asking on Rashi, because Tosfos is taking the Ritva as a given, that Osek permits, I'm not allowed to do mitzvahs, right? It becomes a Dvar HaRashos. But Rashi, we could say, holds that Osek b'mitzvah is just the Ptur. Now, I know that Rashi holds that the Ptur of mitzvahs for an Einin is based on Osek b'mitzvah. Rashi on Yud Zayin and Brachos connects it to the general idea of a Chosin who is out tirda de mitzvah, he's potter from Kriya Shema Laila Rishona. No? What that means, what?
It's not like the third pshat of the Rav.
So, I don't know if that's the third pshat, or I'm reading the Rashi as like an extension of the din of Osek B'mitzvah. Because what's the nature of a chosin being potter from Kriya Shema? The pshat is that I'm not really being Osek in the mitzvah now, but Chazal extend the idea of Osek b'mitzvah that whenever I'm involved in thinking about the mitzvah, I don't know if you have to go so far as to say that you don't have das. Like, a chosin, right, is a chosin potter from any other mitzvah, or is only from kriyishma? Right? L'cha'ora is only from kriyishma. Right? That third pshav of the Rav is, I would say, on the same lines, but it's much broader. Right?
Because
but
it also could be it's chosin from the level of requisite das that's necessary for mitzvah, like also mach l'shma, which is a higher level.
Correct. Now, Kriya Shema maybe requires a higher level of das, and Onein Mamish. So, what I'm trying to say is it's along the same continuum. The Rashi and the Rashi connects it to Chosin and this razzle dazzle, as Rabbi Sobolowski, you have to use the razzle dazzle when you're in this room. The razzle dazzle pshat of of the Rav is along the same continuum as Rashi, but I don't think it's exactly the same thing. Now, Hayotze, what we're trying to say is that Rashi Zichar holds it's based on Osek B'mitzvah, albeit an extended type of Osek B'mitzvah. Tosfos is quoting both approaches. If you assume the approach of Kavod HaMeis, L'cha'ora, it's Osir to not be Noe Kavod to the Meis, no? L'chora, that would emerge. And when Rashi says, if I want to do mitzvahs, I can, right, Rashi has to be based on the approach of Osek b'mitzvah. Let's continue our conversation. We mentioned a question within the Yerushalmi, when the Yerushalmi has this pasuk, Yomim shata Osek ben b'chayim, not Yomim shata Osek b'hem b'meisim, no? So we question, is that a din d'oraisa, or is that a din d'rabbanon? L'chora, this also might depend on whether it's Osek b'mitzvah or Kavod HaMeis, no? Meaning to say, if it's Osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, so that's a din d'oraisa. We learned that from Psukim, no? So obviously the pasuk is teaching me an extension of osek b'mitzvah, that even when I'm not mamish being osek, even if it's like a mental hisaskos, like we tried to say within Rashi, but the fact is that's a din d'oraisa. If it's out kavod hames, so kavod hames of course is a din d'oraisa. But to say that kavod hames mandates that I don't do mitzvos, I don't know if that's the oraisa. Right? I don't know if that's the oraisa. Yeah.
Even if we say that it's it's a din and osek, so may they say that it's the oraisa to that extended.
Well, I mean, I think the din of osek but mitzvah pater menetz is a din to oraisa. You're asking, may they say this extension of osek is the oraisa? That's what you're asking? You know, I think the extension based on chosin, the way Rashi is saying it, is chosin's a din d'oraisa that you're chosin from Kriya Shema, no? I assume so, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so I just don't have any real reason to assume it's the Rabbanon if it's based on Osek. If it's Osek, it's closer to d'oraisa. I'll say it like that. If it's kavod hames, so it's harder to hear that the kavod is going to require not doing mitzvahs on the level of d'oraisa. That's harder to hear. By the way, if you look in Rabbi Eliav Silverman's sefer, what's it called, Meshiv Nefesh, that he put out when his I think his mother was Nifteres, so he put out a sefer. So he has a whole essay just trying to give nafgaminas in this chakir of the Yerushalmi, whether it's based on Osek B'mitz or based on Kavod Hames, some of them are compelling, others are not compelling, and Yesh La'ayin. Now, there's a few other nafgaminas that we could create. There's a discussion in the poskim. Pischei Tshuva Sifkotin Aleph has such a discussion, no? Is there a din of aninos on a nefel? No? Let's say it's a stillborn, Rachman Litzlan, or Meis Toich Lamed. Is there a din aninos or not? Now, when it comes to a nefel, there's a machlokes haposkim. The Magen Avraham and the Hagos Maimon, they have a machlokes in Hilchos Chol Hamoed, whether there's a din kavura or not, no? Is there a real chi of kavura on the nefel? Or do we assume that's not really a chi of kavura, it's just that a kayin shouldn't be metame to it? The Gemara speaks about that they threw the nefelim into a bar, no? The Gemara being a psachim, going off of the Zara, they threw the nefel into the bar, and there was a kayin who came and was meitzit into the bar to see what's going on. So they ask, so Tosis points out that kayin's a shaita, no? Because even if you hold that coin can be metame for a karev, you can't be metame for a nefel, right? That's what Tosis says over there. So the Magen Avraham discusses, do you see from that Gemara that's not really a chi of kavura? The fact that they were mashlech oso habura, that indicates it's not really a chi of kavura. Or do I say no, that there's still some sort of chi of kavura and they were doing everything wrong over there? This question, whether there's a mitzvah of kavura on nefalim, a fundamental mitzvah, might be dependent on our hakira as well, no? In other words, we want to know whether there's enough aninos for the nefel. One can maintain that if aninos is out kavod hames, so a nefel, there's not as much kavod as you have for a regular mace. Haraya, what we saw last time in Shin Nun Gimel, no? That for a nefel, you take him out in a sack, no? You don't need an aron. All the dinim of kavod hames don't really apply to a nefel. But if it's out osek b'mitzvah, ubefrat, according to the, or if it's out osek b'mitzvah, and if you hold that there's really a chi of kavura on the nefel, so then maybe there's a din for the nefel of aninus as well. And that's all of the background, I think, behind this pischei tshuva. There is a discussion in the Achronim, another nafgamina. Look in the Badei HaShulchan, Shin Mem He Sifkat in Dalet. And the Stei Chemet has this. And Rabbi Eliav Silverman quotes this in his Maimer. Is there a din of aninos on someone who's ma'abed es atzmo la da'as? Now again, we'll learn these sugyas ma'abidas atzmol adas, bizmaneinu we almost never paskin, right? That's on this ma'abidas atzmol adas. But if someone takes his own life, by the way, we should point out that it's forbidden to take your own life, okay? Don't think it's permitted. Even though I think the MASH theme song originally was suicide is painless, but that's not a Jewish idea, right? We assume that suicide is really highly problematic in Jewish tradition. Ma'abedes atzmai ladas. Is there a din of aninus? Now, by ma'abedes atzmai ladas, whatever is covered hachayim we do, whatever is covered amisim we don't do, no? The assumption is that this fellow who's ma'abedes atzmai ladas, he doesn't deserve any covered. So anything that's covered hamesim we don't do, that is all the dinim in simin shin mem hei. Is there aninus by ma'abedes atzmai ladas? Ayin badi ashokhan sifkat in dalet. He points out that Maharil Diskin and the Tshuva Zera Emes have a machlokes about this point. Now, Ma'amir Sassan Ladas, the Maisa, we're going to do a kavura on him, no?
Isn't the Pashtas from the Torah that Durachayat, that Aninas kicks in only for people who are Achayat and Avelas?
How do you know that? Are you talking about the Rabbi Nutam discussion?
Call me
Mishareles Abel Olaf, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch. Yes, I mean that's the whole discussion. Oh, I should have said that. It sounds like Call Mishareles Abel Olaf means La Afuke a Nefel, no? And La Afuke Ma'abedes Atzmo Das. It all sounds the same thing. Nonetheless, what can we do? There's a discussion in the Achrayim. Yes. Yes. What can we do? So the Achrayim discuss. Now, Lachor is Kavura Ma'abedes Atzmo Das. But obviously, there's nothing that's covered hames, because this mace doesn't deserve any covered. Now, they try to bring a raya from the Lashon of the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin speaks about Haruge Bezdin, that Onanim Aleihim She'en Aninus Ela Belev, right? That's the Lashon of the Mishnah, Mem Hei, Mem Vav, wherever that is in Sanhedrin. En Aninus Ela Belev. Now, what does that Mishnah mean? Does that mean that you're not really an Einain? Or that you really shouldn't be misowning on them, right? When you think about it, someone who is Haruge Bezdin is l'cha'ora the same as a Ma'abed Asasun Adas on a certain level. Because I only get put to death if there's a Hasra'ah and there's a Kabbalah's Hasra'ah. I say, Afal Pikein Ani Osen, no? I can't be put to death unless I'm a Kabbalah Hasra'ah. So that sounds very much like Ma'abed Asasun Adas, no? I'm about to be Mechalal Shabbos, and the Eidim come and they give me a Hasra'ah. They tell me, don't be Mechalal Shabbos. And what do I do? I say, Afa Pika and the Yisa. That's Ma'abed Asas from Adas Lechorah.
Would you say Nadav and Avihu or Ma'abed Asas from Adas?
Nadav and Avihu? Well, because they knew what they were getting into, you're saying?
According to some,
they were drunk.
I don't know. And Nadav and Avihu is so
complicated.
I mean, the Mekoshesh may be more. Maybe the Mekoshesh. That precisely within.
You're suggesting that if you're ma'alach, is if you do anything, even if you're not doing a ma'as ritzicha to yourself, you're doing something that could warrant ritzicha.
It's not that just I do something that could warrant ritzicha. I'm saying that I'm doing it, even though I know I could be put to death for it. It's lahavdo, like what they call suicide by cop. No. Now, I'm putting myself in the situation, the cops are going to shoot me. Right? I think we'd paskin that suicide by cop is also suicide. Now, the discussion in the Rishonim, though, in Sanhedrin, is how do you understand Ein Aninus Ela Belev? Are we saying, and the Yad Ramah has this over there in Sanhedrin, that Ein Aninus Ela Belev really means that Lamaisa, you really shouldn't be Misayinin from Abed Asad Smoladas? The reason why the Mishnah says Aninus Ela Belev is because it's not shayach to ask people to overcome the human emotions of feeling sad when their relative is being killed. Rashi, however, takes the approach a little differently. Rashi says that Ein Aninus Ela Belev Lamaisa, this guy doesn't deserve real covet. And therefore, you don't seem to have... Rashi's saying that the aninos that you experience is not a din in covet. That's what Rashi says. Aninos is not a din in covet. If aninos is not a din in covet, So then, even for Aruge Bezdin, there might be aninus. Notice the Yad Ramah is assuming that really there should not be aninus, because l'chore aninus is some sort of covet for the mace. It's just that you can't overcome the emotions. It's like Bal Karcho. According to Rashi, it sounds like the aninus itself is not a kimun covet. Again, this all relates to these discussions, this chakira. Let's just give another nafkamina, or another way of thinking about this discussion, in the Yerushalmi, whether it's based on Osek B'mitzvah, or it's based on Kvodo Shomeis, right? So we have Nefel, and we have Ma'abir HaSatzmo L'das, and we spoke about Osek B'mitzvah, whether it's really a Petur, and we spoke about whether it's a Din D'Oraisa or it's a Din D'Rabbanan, which also might be totally in this. The Rabbeinu Tam L'chaora depends on this as well, no? What happened when Rabbeinu Tam's sister died in a different place? So Rabbeinu Tam, right, says, bring me wine, let me drink wine. Why? So the Rishonim say, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, since this sister was married and her husband has to take care of the kfura, so he's off the hook, no? That's what Rabbeinu Tam felt. And Tosfos notes that it could be that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, even had he been in the same city, he also would have been pater, no? Now, do we pass like the Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, la halacha? So the shach over here, in Sif Katin Hey, the shach notes that the lashon of the mechaber is, I feel he will be ir acheres, still, there's a din of aninus, no? Even if I'm in a different city, there's a din of aninus. Zok the shach. Now, this implies, even if there's someone who's going to be oisek b'iroi, nonetheless, there is aninus, and that's like the Rush who disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Bach passes like the Rabbeinu Tam, no? Now, the shach is noting that the Rush disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rush holds that there is aninus even if you're in a different city. And even if in the city where the mace is, there are nonetheless, zok the shach, Shulchan Aruch is paskening that there still is aninus against the Rabbeinu Tam. We pass like the Rush. The Bach passes like the Rabbeinu Tam. That's what the shach says. Now, if you look at the Rush, when the Rush argues on the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rush sounds like saying that it's that the din of aninus outs covered hames, not outs osek b'mitzvah. Right. In other words, the Rabbeinu Tam is saying, I don't have to prava aninus because there are other people to do it for me. The Rush is saying, no, you still have to prava aninus because aninus is not about osek b'mitzvah; it's more about covered hames. Right? That's l'chore the issue. Now, the problem with this mahalach is that we have dinim of nimsar l'kasofim. No? Nimsar l'kasofim means that once the chevra kadisha takes over, so then aninus ends, correct? Once the chevra kadisha takes over, so the kroivim amotir b'basar v'yayin, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Gimel. L'chayre, if it's out covered hames, why does aninus end at that point? So the answer might be that it's not a chesaron in covered hames at all. Because once the people in town who are designated to take care of the mace have been appointed, and again, Reb Feivel discusses, maybe you have to pay the chevra kadisha in order to really discharge your complete obligation. I think in most places, the chevra doesn't really get paid, no? The chevra, just have to ask my father. The chevra, in my shul, the chevra doesn't get paid, no? The shul gets a few dollars from filing permits when we sold graves years ago, but the chevra doesn't get paid. But if the chevra gets paid, it could be that it's not called nimsa l'kasofim until you pay, and that Rav entertains. But I think the pshat is that until you hand that once you hand it over to the Chevra Kadisha, there's no longer chesaron in Kavod Hames. Why not? Because you did what you have to do. Once you do what you have to do, now I'm putter entirely, no longer any violation of Kavod Hames. And this is the Hezber L'cha'ora in the Noda B'Yehuda that the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph, no? Let's say it's Nimtzal HaKasofim, but you are going together with them to the cemetery. Are you putter from mitzvahs at that point or not? No? So Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Noda B'Yehuda, that means he's inclined to say, he's not borer. Right? If the kravim go with you, so then that's not called nimsar lekasafim, that you're not going to be you're not going to be chayv mitzvah if you're going with the chevra to the levaya. That's what the Noda B'Yehuda says. Now, l'cha'or, the pshat in the Noda B'Yehuda is that it still is a violation of kavod hames if you're going to be doing mitzvahs, if you're going to be drinking wine on the way to the levaya, because people think that you should be doing something. No. Well, Loeg L'Rash, we spoke about that in terms of eating mamish in front of the mace, is Loeg L'Rash. Right? That's how the Taz understood it. Let's say I'm going to go to the Levaya, but I'm still at home. Am I allowed to drink wine? Right? The Pashtus in Shulchan Aruch is that once Nimsal HaKasofim, even if the mace is still b'bayis, that means I'm at home, the Pashtus in Shulchan Aruch is that you're done. And once Nimsal HaKasofim, so you chayiv in mitzvahs, no? That's a Pashtus in Sif Gimel. No, to be this mechadish, if you're going to go to the Laya, you still have a chayiv mitzvahs, you still have, excuse me, a p'tor mitzvahs on the way to the Levaya, correct? So that's what Nodi Hud is saying? No? The Hezber for the Nodi Behuda probably is something along the lines of an idea of Kavod Hames, that you haven't fully discharged Kavod Hames if you're still holeich with the mace, even on the way, right? You still haven't discharged. It's a bazillion to the mace if you're going with them, even though you're not going to be misasek in anything, because the chevra will take care of everything. That's the chor the pshat nino de Behuda. Rib 5 will point out on page Kuf that if you read the makar of this whole conversation, it's in the Sefer Ravya. And the Ravya notes that there's a difference between if you're holich besvina and you're not holich besvina. Now, according to the Ravya, you get the impression that if you're going to a makom karov, so you're going to for sure be chayiv in mitzvahs. The only time that because the avel is going with the chevra that you are still putter from mitzvahs is when you go to makom rachok and you travel with the svina. Why would that be? So Reb Feivel entertains the idea, again, it's nitfi the Noda B'Yehuda, Reb Feivel entertains that maybe when I go to Makom Rachok, the only reason I would go is because I want to be Isaac. But if it's Makom Karov, the assumption is I'm going because it's covered. I'm going just to show respect, but I'm not going to be doing anything. If that's the case, so then the Rav Yah might be taking the other approach, the approach of mamish osek b'mitzvah. Right? Remember, this whole Noda B'Yehuda is based on the Rav Yah. No? Noda B'Yehuda says that when you go with the chevra, that you are still going to be potter from mitzvahs. That's based on this Rav Yah. But the Rav Yah says only when you're holich besvina. Says Reb Feivel, maybe from reading the Rav Yah inside, you get the impression that makom karov, you're going to be really chayiv a mitzvah, because you're not doing anything. It's just makom rachok that you're potter, because the reason why you're going is to be osik mamish. This comes up all the time. Dafka the osik b'mitzvah possibility, not the kavod hames possibility. Even though everyone takes the no d'vihud in the kavod hames approach, Reb Feivel like turns it on its head. This is relevant all the time, no? Let's say the minig today is that we bury people in Eretz Yisrael very often, right? Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that when the onen, quote unquote, is on the airplane, he's chayiv a mitzvah. Even though we hold like the Nod Yehuda, that when you go with the mace, you're potter from mitzvahs. But Zok Reb Shlomo Zalman, when you're on the plane, then you're chayiv a mitzvahs. Why? Why are you going to be chayiv a mitzvahs? Reb Shlomo Zalman also says this, by the way, on Simen Sadi Aleph in the Mincha Shlomo. Reb Shlomo Zalman also says that the onen, when he goes to sleep at night, is chayiv a mitzvahs, and he should say Kriya Shema Shal Hamita, Hamapio, etc. No? Again, one could argue that you should say those just because it's to prevent bad things from happening, but he's assuming that you should say it out to the mitzvah, because once you go into sleep, you have to do mitzvahs, because you're not going to be osik in the mitzvah anymore. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman is taking the approach that the p'tur is out osik b'mitzvah, and at a time that I'm going to sleep, I'm not osik b'mitzvah. I'm on the plane, the mace is in the cargo hold. I'm not osik b'mitzvah, I'm not doing anything. So therefore, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, you have to daven when you're on the plane, no? The minig is clearly not like this, no? I remember one time I was flying to Eretz Yisrael. I was sitting next to somebody, and those were still the years I used to daven with the minyan on the plane before I got into, like, Rav Shechter stuff. I don't daven with the minyan on the plane anymore. So I'm trying to make a minyan, and I asked the guy sitting in the seat next to me, I say, you know what, you want to come and daven? Like, we're starting a minyan. The guy's like, I don't daven. I'm like, thinking of it strange. He, you know, has a beard, a yarmulke. Why don't daven? He goes, I'm an oinen. I don't daven. Right? And I think the practice is an oinen on the airplane doesn't daven against Reb Shlomo Zalman. Now, what Reb Shlomo Zalman is saying is what? Is the chor that's based on osik b'mitzvah. The moment I go to sleep, there's no osik b'mitzvah. When I'm on the plane, I'm not osik b'mitzvah. That's what he's saying. Our minhag, right, is based on what? Is it really kavod hames? Is it a chesaron in kavod hames if I daven on the plane? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I don't think it'll be chesaron kavod hames. What's our minhag? Our minhag that when you're on the plane, you still prava aninus. Where does that come from? So last time I said shiurim on avelos, one of the guys in the chair forgot to write down who it was, but he pointed out that maybe you still are oisik b'mitzvah. Because what does the onin do on the plane? He writes the hesper usually, no? So maybe that's like oisik b'mitzvah. That's writing the hesped.
But isn't the pashas that it's not because of osik b'mitzvah, the pashas because it's covered in mess, and like the bath, that even if there are 20 other people to take care of it, it doesn't difference.
So again, I mean, we try to give many nafkaminas. L'cha'ora, the covered hames approach seems to have a lot to rely on, yes. I mean, the fact that we argue on the Rabbeinu Tam lahalacha seems that we assume kavod hames, again, assuming nitvi the bach. I'll agree with that. So then, what's the pshat? So I think the pshat is also something that we assume the aninus isn't something you turn on and you turn off. No, this is what I thought the pshat was, at least, I'll take your point in a second, Josh. I thought the idea is that when you go to sleep at night, the pshat is that you're no longer osik b'mitzvah. Is that true? I don't think so. I assume that if a person, Rachman Otzlan, is preparing for a levaya for his friend, preparing for a levaya for his parent, so the person is going to, you go to sleep at night, but you know that if a phone call comes, you're going to get out of bed and you're going to take the phone call to deal with the levaya, no? You're never giving up your hisaskos, I would say. And that's why I think you're really putter from Kriya Shema. The minhag, let's see if I can get the words out. The minhag olam is that you don't say Kriya Shema, I think. No? Against Reb Shlomo Zalman. The minhag olam is that you potter from mitzvahs even on the plane. Yesh la ayin lama. But I think that's the practice, yeah? Do you go by Daniel or Daniel?
Daniel.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, Lamaisis, then what's pshat in this
Chavar? What's pshat in?
It just seems to be a straight steer in the top.
Between Sif Gimel and Sif Aleph?
Yeah.
So I thought Sif Gimel, the pshat is that once it's Nimzal HaKsafim, everything goes away. There's no more Kavod HaMeis. there's no ma'asek b'mitzvah, both reasons don't apply. Because everybody knows. There's an interesting Sif Aleph, which is just that you have someone else to be Isaac. But it's not that someone else has like the official job to be Isaac.
But according to Rabbi Svara, of even when you go to sleep at night, if you get that phone call, so...
So I think the pshat is, once you hand the mace over to the people who have the official job, you're done. Nimzalak HaSafa means that you are done in Gansen. And that's why we hold like the Noda B'Yehuda, that Nimzalak HaSafa, but if I'm not done, I'm still Pater from Mitzvahs.
Is that true, though? Once he goes to once you're Nimzalak HaSafa, then there's no responsibility.
We don't... I assume that's really the pshat, Nimzalak HaSafa. That's what Noda B'Yehuda is saying the pshat is. Noda B'Yehuda says, if it's Nimzalak HaSafa and you go, that's not called Nimzalak HaSafa, because you're not Mesalak yourself. But if you misalik yourself entirely, you have nothing to do with anything. So then, yeah. Josh, you had a comment?
If you're saying that there's no osik b'mitzvah on the plane, why according to the rabbi, is there on the boat?
Why according to the
rabbi, is there osik on the boat?
So the rabbi assumes that I think when you're on the boat, the mace is mamish with you. And so you're guarding the mace, the pshat in the boat might be that I'm rowing the boat with the mace there, like,
okay.
It's not exactly like an airplane where you are totally, for the 12 hours that you fly to Eretz Yisrael, whatever it is, 10 hours, you mamash can't do anything, no? Mamash can't do anything. I mean, Reb Shlomo Zalman Svar, I think, is something that is worth thinking about. Fine.
Are there kinds of Pesachim who pass can connect with Shlomo Zalman?
Against Shlomo Zalman?
Yeah, you said the minig is not like him.
The minig is not like him. Chacham Avadia passes like Reb Shlomo Zalman. I was looking before, I didn't find it. There's a biurim in the Badei HaShulchan where he deals with these svaris. I don't remember. Okay, cool. So again, we have to look around. You want to know, like, who of stature disagrees explicitly?
Yeah.
I don't know offhand. I'd have to look. Okay. I wanted to say more. I'm worried that I'm losing my voice entirely. And Shavuos is coming up. But guys, we mochum if we don't finish in Mem Aleph now, and we pick up. I feel like I'm straining too much. Thank you for listening. Okay. Have a good day.